Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Hapari Tzela Shel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If someone exchanges a silver Tzela of Ma'aser Sheni for copper coins in Yerushalayim, Be'Shami Yomer B'Kol HaTzela Ma'os. Be'Shami says he exchanges the entire Tzela for Ma'os. U'Be'Silam, Be'Sil says B'Shekel Kesef, B'Shekel Ma'os. He takes one shekel's worth in smaller silver coins, and the other shekel's worth in copper coins. He shouldn't exchange all of it for copper coins, because we're afraid that he's not going to spend all the copper coins and they're going to lose value much more quickly than silver coins would, so you want to leave some of it in silver. Hadan l'fnei chachamim, those who are dan l'fnei chachamim had said that b'shlosha dinarim kesef, that 3 dinars worth, meaning 3/4 of the sela, should remain silver, u'bedinar ma'os, and only 1/4 should be exchanged for copper coins. Rabbi Kiva omer b'shlosha dinarim kesef u'b'revi'is kesef u'b'revi'is ma'os, that 3 dinars worth in silver coins, and out of the 4th dinar is only 1/4 in copper coins and 1/4 in silver coins. So you exchange 1/16th of the original sela for copper coins only, and 15/16ths of in silver coins. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Arba Asprei Kesef. Rabbi Tarfon says that you take change for the 3 dinars worth of sela in silver coins, and on that 4th dinar you take 4 aspers, which is 4/5 of a dinar in silver coins, which means 1/20th of the whole sela is going to be exchanged for copper coins. 19/20ths it remains silver. Shammai says, don't change for copper coins at all. Just give the storekeeper a sela and then use that as a credit and just keep eating off of that credit and buying off of that credit. Moving on now to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kisei shel kala shenotu chipuyav. If you have a kisei, a chair of a kala, where it doesn't have the armrests anymore, Beishame mitam, Beishame says that it's still a kli, and therefore it's still makabel tuma, because it's still a functional chair. Ubeisil mitam, Beisil says, no, if it doesn't have armrests on it, then it's not a functional chair for a kala to sit on. It's considered a shever kli. Shame omer, af malbein shel kisei tamei, that even just the seat can become tamei without the rest of the chair, like a bench, which is what kalas sit on nowadays anyway, I think. Kisei shekva ubareva, a chair that was attached to a kneading trough, which is like this big bowl that they would knead dough in, so they would attach a chair to it because it's exhausting, I guess, to knead so much dough, so you want to sit down. Beishame mitamin. Beishame says that it's a kli and it's makabel tuma, even though it's attached to a kneading trough. Beisil mitamin. Beisil says that it doesn't become tamei, even though a tamei person sits on it, because now it's part of a kneading trough. It's not a chair, so it's not subject to the normal dinim of Mishkav u'Moshav. Only a chair is subject to Tumas Mishkav u'Moshav. Shame Yomim Af Ha'asuiba. Shame says even the chair that was made built in as part of the kneading trough, who was not attached later on, even that's considered a chair, and therefore is Metame B'Mishkav u'Moshav. Let's review what we had learned today. So in Mishnah Yud, we had said that if a person is exchanging Ma'aser Sheni silver for copper coins to spend in Yerushalayim, so Beishami says just exchange the whole thing. Beisila says half-half, only exchange half of it at a time, half of the sell at a time. The Dalam Lefnei Chacham said 3/4, 1/4. Rabbi Akiva says 15/16 and 1/16. And Rabbi Tarfon says 19/20 and 1/20. And Shammai says, don't exchange it at all. Just give the silver to the storekeeper and work off of that credit that you have in the store. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that a kala's chair that doesn't have the armrests, Beishame says, is not a kli, and there it is still a kli, it's still a chair that's subject to Tumas Mishkav Moshev, and Beisil says, no, it's not a chair at all anymore. Shame holds that even a bench seat has a din of a chair, which is subject to Mishkav Moshev. And then we said that if you have a chair that's built into a kneading trough, Beishame says that is a chair that's subject to Mishkav Moshev, Beisil says it's not subject to Mishkav Moshev, and then Shame himself says, even if it was initially built that way, it's subject to Tumas Mishkav u'Moshav. It has a full din of a chair. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis.